Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I'm talking about getting into the million-dollar flow. This is part one, getting into the million-dollar flow. So, the main text that I'm coming from today is Isaiah 48 and 17, and it reads, "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." Amen. Getting into the million-dollar flow. Now, I know that the message, getting into the million-dollar flow, sounds good and all. It sounds real good. But are you ready to get there? Do you have the mindset to keep it and grow it once you get there? Will you still serve God and give once you get there? Think about that. So let us see through the Word of God how you can get into your million-dollar flow. You see, God has given everyone a gift down on the inside, and he lets us know that our gifts will make room for us and bring us before great men. Proverbs 18 and 16 says, "A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men." Amen. Don't know what your gift is? Search your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the gift that God stored with inside of you. Now, once the Holy Spirit reveals the gifts that's inside of you, you have to work that gift, meaning to take a leap of faith and step out on your gift. Don't bury that gift. You have to take that faith walk. Remember, faith without works is dead. You have to be creative with your gift, just like God. And we are made in his image. As he said in his word, "Let us make man and make him in our image." So as we are made in God's image, we can create just like God. We have to speak those things that be not as though they were. Remember, don't ever bury the gift inside of you. We know that there's billions of people, there's billions of dollars that went to the grave because people just buried those gifts and did not share those gifts. Your gifts are meant to be shared. So don't bury those gifts. Share the gift that God gave you in flow and abundance. Let's look at the text, 2 Kings and 4 and 2. Now, this passage is when the widow woman, two sons were about to get sold for a debt that was owed to the creditors. But she called on the man of God, the prophet Elijah, for help. And in verse 2, it says, "And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thine handmaid have not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then the man of God said, Go borrow three vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few." So the prophet Elijah asked her, what is in her house? Ladies and gentlemen, what is in your house? What gifts are in your house? What gifts are in your temple that God has already put inside of you? So as the scripture goes, as the woman got all the oil kept on pouring into the vessels, and the oil did not stop. That was her gift. That was the gift that she had in her house, save but a pot of oil. And the oil kept on running and running until it ran out. And once it ran out, the prophet of God told her in verse 6, "And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, And he said, go sell the oil and pay the debt and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. So you see, what is in your house? What is in your temple? Use that gift. Remember, your gifts make room for you and bring you before great men, getting into the $1 million flow. Amen. This is part one. I hope this message blesses you. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.